I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. 30 years ago, a novel was published that stoked protests across Great Britain.
The Satanic Verses by Salman Rushdie sparked a culture war. The conflict set off a chain reaction that we're still dealing with today.
That's the voice of BBC journalist Mobeen Azhar from his new documentary and podcast, The Satanic Verses, 30 Years On. He looks at the long-term impact of the novel and the controversy that followed, including the fatwa from Iran's Ayatollah calling for Rushdie's death.
The fatwa came about on Valentine's Day of all days, so February 14th, 1989. It was just about 4 months after The Satanic Verses was published. Now, The Satanic Verses was a novel. Salman Rushdie is, you could call him a surrealist novelist, and he'd written controversial books before. He himself was British Indian from a Muslim background, and he hadn't shied away from controversy. Now, this time around in the novel The Satanic Verses, he wrote a book about a central character called Mahound. Now, Mahound's life in the book resembles the life of the Prophet Muhammad. It's very similar, but the concept of the book suggests that this character is corrupt, and he's trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the people in Saudi Arabia at the time by starting this new religion. It's satirical, but I think many Muslims perceived it to be too close to the bone.
So The Satanic Verses was published in 1988. What was the reaction to it among British Muslims at that time?
Quite a tepid response. So there was offense, but the response was really about letter writing. There was a real shift, I'd say, a few months after that in January 1989, where the demonstrations started becoming physical. And at this stage, I think things got really out of hand.
So why did the tenor of these demonstrations change?
When I speak to them about what shifted, they say they felt ignored. The affair became kind of symbolic, and it became a rallying call for lots of other grievances. And so it was about blasphemy, sure it was. But it was also about things like racism in Britain at the time. You've got to understand, Britain was hosting an influx of immigrant communities. Many of these people had come from places like India and Pakistan. And historically, for decades, they had been and they had felt like second-class citizens. So there were activists in the community who I think stoked that sentiment and said, look, this is actually about our community being respected. And so because they felt ignored, I think many of those activists decided they needed to do something more radical.
Had many British Muslims actually read The Satanic Verses?
Absolutely not. So I need to make this really clear. And this was fascinating to me when I was making the documentary. I, as a part of that community, you know, I'm second generation British, Pakistani, I'm a Muslim. I'd never read the book. So I read the book whilst I was making the documentary. And the vast majority of people that I met said they'd never read it and they felt they didn't need to read it. And the reason being, one of the organizations that I met, it's called the Bradford Council of Mosques, they delegated responsibility for reading the book. So they said it would be dangerous, and I'm quoting directly, for the general public to read it. So they actually got one member of the committee and said, it is your job to read this book and decide what the appropriate reaction should be.
So much of what you cover in your documentary and the podcast is how it was the younger generation. They were the ones who responded to the politicization of Islam.
I think that's very true. You know, I met a man now in his early 50s, and he told me that he wasn't ever a very practicing Muslim. He was second generation. And he explained to me how he felt that society treated him like a second-class citizen. And so he didn't see himself as particularly religious and says that he went to a demonstration in London as a bit of a jolly. That's how he described it. He said it was a day out. And at the demonstration, he ended up being very rowdy, causing some trouble, and he got arrested. Now, when he got arrested, he said one of the police officers referred to him as a part-time Muslim.
It got things going in my head. What does it mean by a part-time Muslim? From that moment onwards, I did start to become more practicing. I started to learn more about Islam. There was a period in my life when I did start to take on some of these kind of more extreme ideas. I joined the Bosnian army, their Mujahideen division, and I became a foreign fighter. And then I went on the front line and I fought against the Serbs.
So now you're talking about jihad, basically.
Yeah.
And what's he doing today?
So today he has done a 180 and he has turned his back on political and radical Islamism. And today he actually works for the UK government in de-radicalization.
Do you see a through line between this event and Islamic extremism that some Muslim communities in the West are dealing with now?
I think there is absolutely a line between what happened and the response to the satanic verses and what we have seen in more recent years. What it did is it politicized an entire generation. It's so important to say this, that so many of the people that I met who were activists at the time were first-time activists, and they explained to me that at the time, religion was seen, and Islam specifically, was seen as one aspect of an identity. They were also Pakistanis. They were also Asians. They were also British. What happened 30 years ago really put the focus on religion as the primary totem that people would gather around. So, of course, a lot of these men just became more practicing. But some of these men not only became practicing, they became politicized, they became radical. They began to think of themselves as being at war with the community around them.
Wow. Mobeen, I know you went to Bradford in northern England during your research, and you brought with you a copy of the Satanic Verses. Famously, a copy of the Satanic Verses was burned in Bradford 30 years ago. What was the reaction among the Muslims you talked to there today?
I took the book back to it's a public square, to the exact same place where the book was burnt 30 years ago. And I have to say, the majority of people would engage with some of the text, and if they didn't want to engage, they were quite polite and they just said, I don't want to look at that. Some people, however, you know, kind of suggested I shouldn't be holding a copy. One individual, and you see this in the film, went much further. He actually told me I needed educating. And then maybe 10 minutes later, whilst I was speaking to someone else, he approached me. He grabbed the book out of my hand.
Come on, then. Can I have my book?
Yo, I'm going to burn this book.
He ripped it up. And then he set it on fire. Oh, boy. 30 years later, there was a repeat of historical events. And I, for one, found that really shocking. And I think what it really tells us is that 30 years on, there is still such a visceral response to what the book represented.
Journalist Mobeen Azhar, he's produced a documentary called The Satanic Verses, 30 Years On. He's also produced a 10-part podcast. Thanks so much, Mobeen.
Thank you.